You know, there is an awful lot in those few scriptures. Most people that would read those scriptures, all they would see is a little bit of consolation that in that Jesus had prepared a place for them. But the Lord Jesus made the statement that I go to prepare a place for you, and if I do go, I'll come back, he said. I'll come back to get you, and I'll take you wherever I'm at. Is that right?
Amen.
Now he said, I go away. And he said, the world won't see me anymore. I want you to see this now. The world will not see me anymore. Is that right? I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go, Jesus said, I'll come again to receive you in the morning. But he said, where I am, he said, you know the way.
Amen.
But he said, when I go away, he said, the world won't be able to see me.
Amen.
But he said, you'll be able to see me.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
I'll go, Jesus said, and the world can't see me. He said, but you'll be able to see me.
Amen.
Now, you know, that sounds just a little bit mysterious, don't it?
Amen.
The world won't be able to see him, but he said, we'll be able to see him. The world tonight doesn't see Jesus. Is that right?
Amen.
But how many of you see him tonight?
Amen.
Jesus said, the world will see me no more. But he said, ye shall see me. For wherever I am, he said, there ye shall be also. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I really see something in that.
Amen.
How many of you understand what I'm saying?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now somebody would say, now Brother Pike, the disciples talking to Jesus, yeah, the Lord says he's going away. And going away, he said, you won't see me anymore. But he said, then I'll come back to you. And then he said, you shall see me.
Amen.
So how many of you understand that before the death of Jesus, that the Holy Ghost could not be given? Is that right?
Amen.
It could not be given. And the reason he told the disciples that I go away, and you can't see me now, I'm going away. But he said, I will come back to you.
Amen.
And he said, when I come back, he said, then you'll be able to see me. But now look at it this way. We've got more tonight than the disciples had when they was walking with Jesus.
Amen.
I've got more in my heart tonight than the disciples had though they walked with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He would leave them and they couldn't see him anymore. But he can't leave me tonight.
Amen.
I can see him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I go, but I'll come again. And then ye shall see me, but the world shall not see me.
Amen.
Tonight he's in my heart.
Amen.
He wasn't in the heart of the disciples, and he had to go away. But he came back.
Amen.
Into my heart.
Amen.
Tonight I can see him tonight. Jesus said, I do always the things I see the Father do.
Amen.
And tonight I can see Jesus. I can see him. I see him always before my face. I see him.
Hallelujah.
I behold him. I come here tonight, and I look at this tent. I look at your people. I begin to perceive the spiritual things that God's doing. I begin to link things together in my mind as the Holy Ghost begins to speak to me. I begin to see the Holy Ghost as he begins to move and show me certain things. And always, David said, I saw him before my face. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's before my face, David said, that I should not be moved.
Amen.
Like a tree that's planted by the water, bring forth its fruits in the season, leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever the man doeth shall prosper.
Amen.
He shall not be moved. He shall not be plucked up.
Amen.
He shall not be moved. You know what? I'm a happy Christian tonight.
Amen.
I don't know what kind you are, but I'm a happy Christian tonight.
Amen.
You know why I'm happy tonight? Because I see Jesus. I
Amen.
See Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I know that God's with me tonight.
Amen.
I see God working all the time. I see him.
Amen.
I see his handiwork.
Hallelujah.
Tonight I behold his handiwork. Every day when I wake up, I start looking around. And I see God moving. I see what God's doing.
Amen.
When I lay down at night, I close my eyes at night. Even in my dreams at night, I behold what God's doing.
Amen.
I wake up in the middle of the night, I still see what God's doing.
Amen.
I feel him in my room. I talk with him. He's always close to me because he's real. He's real.
Amen.
You know, God's not real to some people.
Amen.
People are just going around in some kind of a religious ritual, a ritual or some kind of formality, but God is not real to them.
Right.
But my brother tonight, God's real to me.
Amen.
Amen. He's with me. He's in my heart. He's beside me.
Amen.
The Bible said they of old endured as seeing him who is invisible.
Amen.
I see him who is invisible tonight. I go away, Jesus said, and the world shall not see me, but Jesus said, you shall see me. You shall see me. I will come back, Jesus said.
Amen.
Why? Because he said, I'll prepare a place for you. I will come back. I'll prepare a place for you. And then I'll come to receive you.
Amen.
He came down and he received me.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but he came down and he received me.
Amen.
He took me to that place he prepared for me.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, I'm just waiting to go to that place. Well, I tell you what, I'm not waiting to go to that place.
Amen.
He said he'd prepare a place for me. He said to the disciples, he didn't tell me that he'd go away and prepare a place for me. He said to the disciples, I go away. I prepare a place for you, Jesus said.
Amen.
And then I'll come back to you.
Amen.
But he can't go away from me and prepare a place. And he can't come back to me because he's already received me.
Amen.
Already taken me to the place he's prepared.
Amen.
Already got me into his control. Into his power. Into his spirit. Already I see him when the world don't see him. Already I walk with God and behold him who is invisible as I walk day by day with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can tell the way
Hallelujah.
That your spirit is tonight. I can tell according to the things
Hallelujah.
Saying tonight
Hallelujah.
That you don't understand what I'm saying, that you don't get a hold of what I'm saying, and that you're not experiencing what I'm saying tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I can tell you not. Oh, you say, Brother Pike, you just say that. No, I'm not just saying that.
Amen.
I'm not just saying that. You're not experiencing the thing that I see and understand tonight.
Amen.
You're not. You know why some of you are not experiencing it? Because you've never received it. You can't experience it.
Amen.
You've never received it.
Amen.
But Jesus said, I will receive you.
Amen.
I will receive you.
Amen.
I will receive you. But the church world tonight is waiting, Brother John. They're sitting around waiting for something Amen. To take place that will never take place.
Amen, that's right.
Amen.
They're waiting tonight
Amen.
For something to take place that will never take place.
Right.
Amen.
But them that know God, they're not waiting for something to take place.
Amen.
The Bible said the law and the prophets were until John.
Amen.
Since
Amen.
That time, the kingdom has been preached.
Amen.
And men passed away into the kingdom
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
The kingdom of Amen. God is not him, Jesus
Amen.
Said. Go preach the kingdom of God is not him.
Amen.
Amen. The church world tonight has preached everything but what God told them to preach.
Amen.
He told them to repent of their sins and to preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. Some
Amen.
Fella come over to talk to him. He said, I tell you, said you're not very far from the kingdom.
Amen.
You're not very far from the kingdom.
Amen.
Folks, you're like closer to the kingdom tonight than you think you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
The world today with their mini skirts, with
Amen.
Their plucked out dresses,
Amen.
In their half nudists, the world today don't know what we're talking about.
Amen.
You know why? Because
Amen.
They're a bunch of religious fanatics.
That's right.
They belong to the Methodists. They belong to the Baptists.
Amen.
They belong to the Pentecostal. They belong to the Presbyterian. They belong to the Catholic. But they don't belong to God.
Amen.
That's where the trouble is. They don't belong to God. Somebody said,
right.
Now, Brother Pike, how do you know they don't belong to God? Because they don't act like God's
Amen.
Children.
Amen.
Like that lawyer that stood up over there in Monroe when I was trying to tell him about God. He said, I'm a Christian too. I said, no, you're not a Christian. He didn't like it because it embarrassed him in front of his fellow men. But I said, you're not a Christian. Because Christians don't act the way you're acting.
Amen.
A lot of folks say, well, ain't nothing to it, Brother Pike. All I've got to do is believe. I agree to that. All you've got to do is believe. But I'll tell you right now, if you believe, there's going to be some fruits in your life.
Amen.
If you believe, there's going to be some manifestation of it.
Amen.
There's going to be something like Christ seen in your life.
Amen.
You're going to put on some clothes.
Amen.
You're going to act right.
Amen.
If you're a Christian, if you got God,
Amen.
You're going to do right. Somebody said, well, they don't know any better. Don't tell me that. They don't know any better. They do know some better.
Amen.
With preaching on television, and preaching on the radio, and preaching on the tents, and preaching in the newspaper,
Amen.
And preaching on the street corners, they know better.
Amen.
They just don't want to do better.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
That's where the trouble is. Amen. That's where the trouble is.
Amen.
That's where
Amen.
The preachers have made a mistake now already.
That's right.
They're always taking up for the devil. always making allowance for the devil when the Bible said don't give place to the devil.
Amen.
My brother and I, when we curse and we drink and we smoke and we cheat and we lie and we spill and we go around naked, that's giving place to the devil.
Amen.
People know better than to do that.
Amen.
Even medical science has learned better than that.
Amen.
They've learned to have a temper fit brings the heart attack.
Amen.
They've learned to smoke brings cancer.
Amen.
They've learned to go around naked that they've positively proved that the sun will cause bodily cancer.
Amen.
Amen.
They know better than that. What we need to do is quit making allowance for the devil. Tell the people the truth.
Right.
If we ever intend to have a meeting, ever intend to have a revival, ever intend to win souls, then we're going to have to tell people the truth.
Amen. That's
as
right.
long as the preachers don't tell them the truth, the church will never get straight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Brother, it's time that they be told the truth.
That's right.
The Bible said all the tables of God are full of vomit.
Amen.
It's time to get the vomit off the table and
Amen.
Let God put some food on the table.
Amen.
The Bible
Hallelujah.
Said you can't eat from the table of devils and eat from the table of God.
Amen.
That
Hallelujah.
Good water and bitter water don't come forth from the same fountain.
That's right.
We're either good or we're bad. We're either black or we're white. We're either clean or we're dirty.
Amen.
We're either God's prophet or we're false.
Amen.
I believe tonight what we need to do is clean up.
That's
Jesus
right.
said, I've got a place prepared for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe He's got a place prepared tonight, Brother Ted. You know
Amen.
What that place is? That's a place of holiness. That's the place of holiness.
Amen.
I go to prepare a place for you, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Paul said, God is the spirit of holiness.
Amen.
God is the spirit of holiness. John was in the holiness on the Lord's day.
Amen.
John was caught up in holiness on the Lord's day. Hallelujah. God said, I go to prepare a place. And then by God, He said, I'll come again to receive you unto my own. That wherever I am, there shall you also be.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
What we need to do is get in the place He's prepared for us.
Hallelujah.
Like we're talking today, not break reins.
Amen.
I'll bring forth an army, the Lord said, and
Amen.
We won't break reins.
Amen.
They won't break ranks. God's got sergeants and corporals and captains.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's got some people.
Amen.
When we was in service, if one of us got out of step, the sergeant would holler at us and he'd say, Soldier, get back in step. Brother, I want you to know I got back in step. I done a hop, skip, and a jump, and I didn't say nothing back. I got back in step because I didn't want to break ranks.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I knew the penalty of it. Brother Abbott, there's a penalty for people breaking ranks.
Amen.
There's a penalty today. When you break ranks, there's a penalty. You can't be part of the army of God. You're going to break ranks.
Amen.
Like a fellow said not too long ago, sitting at my daughter's house, sitting there talking, watching television. And my daughter came in and said, Ma, said, I thought you was a Christian. He said, well, I don't always follow the rules. But my brother, the Bible tells me
Amen.
That every man that enters the race, if he doesn't run according to the rules, he doesn't win the race.
Amen.
We've got to go according to the rule book.
Amen.
What does the rule book say? Put on some clothes and look decent. Amen to the rule book.
Amen.
Amen to the rule. Somebody say, bless God, you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. I tell you what, if I ain't hurt the devil's feelings yet, I'm going to hurt it before I get through. Because that's what I plan to do.
Amen.
Somebody said, but Brother Pike, you're talking about the flesh. But the Bible said, saints and sinners, the things that be of the flesh.
Amen.
It's the devil in the flesh. Paul said, in the flesh, sinful flesh.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
I've seen preachers get up. They take them a little sermon out of love. Brother John, they start preaching. They say, glory to God. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. In other words, it was a simple way of saying, wear your bathing suit. Come in any way you want to. Do anything you want to. Curse, smoke, drink. God so loved the world that He got in the hot pen with you. No.
That's right. Amen.
God so loved the world that He gave His Son not to condemn. Not to condemn. Amen. Not to condemn the world. But through the Son, the world might be saved.
Amen.
But the Bible said that God sent His Son into the world
Amen.
To condemn sin in the flesh.
Amen.
I'm condemning sin in the flesh tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Because God can see it condemn sin in the flesh. He condemned the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
He condemned everything in the flesh that was contrary to God. He condemned disobedience. He condemned arrogancy.
Amen.
He condemned jealousy, hatred, malice, and all of these things. God
Amen.
Condemned it. It's condemned tonight. And the judgments of God's upon it.
Amen.
God sent His Son in the world to die for your sins. If you're willing to forsake your sins. My friend, He did not come to save you in your sins.
Amen.
He came to save you from your sins.
Hallelujah.
If you're willing to put your sins behind you. Paul said fornicators, cheats, lies, murderers, all of these things, extortioners, are such as were away one time, but now we're clean.
Amen.
Now we've forsaken those things. Now we're holy. Now we're righteous.
Amen.
Some women wear their clothes so tight, there ain't no way to keep from having a lust devil around them all the time.
Amen.
Every time they walk in your presence. They've got their clothes so tight that devils and demons of lust trim everywhere they go. That's right. Somebody put their dress down to the ankle and then wear it so tight until devils just trail along with them. Devils just trail along with them. But we've got to get straight. We've got to get cleaned up. We've got to get away from the lust of the flesh. God said it.
Amen.
To condemn sin in the flesh. To condemn sin in the flesh. To condemn education.
Amen.
Intellectual reasoning, the antichrist system,
Amen.
To tear it down, to get rid of the knowledge.
Amen.
That's what's called the trouble.
Amen.
That's what's called the trouble.
Amen.
Get you a good education. Send your children to school, sure. That's all you got to do. Send them over there to the hot pins of the world. They'll put them on shorts. They'll dress them out. They'll make them play basketball and run track and swim and everything else. And you say something about it. And watch the old devil of intellect begin to rise up and say, well, you're just off balance. There's something wrong with you. You ought to see a psychiatrist. I don't have to see a psychiatrist to tell where the devil is. I don't have to see a psychiatrist to tell when I see the devil.
Amen.
The psychiatrist is full of the devil. The psychiatrist is anointed with the devil. It's the psychiatrist Amen. That's causing the trouble.
Amen.
Amen. You need to see a preacher.
Amen.
A preacher, a real godly preacher. Let the psychiatrist retire. Let him give up his
Amen.
Job. He ain't got no job no way.
Amen.
Amen. All he's doing is fooling the people and getting what money they got.
Amen.
Amen. Let the psychiatrist retire. Let the teachers retire.
Amen.
Let everybody get off of everything that's not doing anything for God.
Amen.
And bring it
Amen.
Back to the way God wants it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
What is it? I go to prepare a place. What kind of place? Holiness. I got a place prepared for you for holiness.
Amen.
They endure to seeing Him who is invisible. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. I got a place for you. What kind of place? Holiness. I go to prepare a place but come back and get you. I'll come back and get you. He come back and got me. He took me to the prepared place. He
Amen.
Took me to the place of holiness.
Amen.
And I'm here tonight with Christ in God whom the heavens have received. Whom the heavens have received.
Amen.
A prepared place tonight. Whom the heavens have received.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm here with Christ and God.
Amen.
Somebody said, where are you at tonight? If
Amen.
You're in the flesh tonight, you're going to act like the flesh.
That's right.
If you're in the flesh tonight, you're going to dress like the flesh.
Amen.
Talk like the flesh.
Amen.
Live like the flesh.
Amen.
Think like the flesh. Sing like the flesh. Lust like the flesh. Coveted like the flesh. For the Bible said, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Amen.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
How do you know the difference? Paul said, they that are in the flesh, brother, they mind the things of the flesh.
Amen.
They that are in the flesh mind the things of the flesh. I said, they that are in the flesh mind the things of the flesh.
Amen.
They that are in the flesh mind the things of the flesh.
Amen.
They that are in the flesh have got their minds on the things of the flesh.
Amen.
They that in the flesh have their mind on sex.
Amen.
They that in the flesh have their mind on new homes and automobiles.
Amen.
They that in the flesh have their mind on education.
Amen.
They that in the flesh have their mind on solid and are going half naked and loses knowledge.
Amen.
They that are in the flesh.
Amen.
And the tree is known of the fruit.
Amen.
And he tell it according to the berry.
What
bears according to its nature.
Amen.
They that are in the flesh fuss. They that are in the flesh fight. They that are in the flesh grumble. Satan and the flesh find fault. But you're not in the flesh, Jesus said.
Amen.
If so be, but the Spirit of God dwells within you. The Spirit of God dwells within you. Then according to the Spirit that dwells within you, God sanctifies you.
Hallelujah.
According to the Spirit that dwells within you, God quickens you.
Amen.
Him has to stop and quicken. Hallelujah. But you're not in the flesh.
Amen.
Why is it you want to cover up your nakedness? Because you're not in the flesh. Why is it you don't care for education? Because you're not in the flesh.
Amen.
The Bible said that Satan cannot sit in the congregation of the righteous.
Amen.
The wicked cannot sit in the congregation of the righteous.
Amen.
Then what's the trouble today?
Amen.
They do it,
Amen.
But not in the congregation of the righteous.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. They did do it. You know why? Because they don't preach the gospel.
Right.
Somebody said you'll hurt your feelings. The best thing you ever done is hurt their feelings.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody hurt my feelings. That's what got me right with God. Amen. Somebody hurt my feelings. A little boy walked up my face when preachers didn't have enough brass on their face to do it. And he walked up my face and he said, if you don't quit sucking on them cigarettes, you're going to die and go to hell. It hurt my feelings because some of my friends was around. But the best thing that ever happened to me is when God let a little child leave me there. And it hurt my feelings. But Billy Sunday, the great evangelist, one of the greatest evangelists in the world, said the best way to have a revival is to make everybody mad. Let them repent of their sins. Let them go home and then they'll come back and see their need for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is holy.
Amen.
God is righteous.
Amen.
God is pure. God is the great judge of all men. God is the Savior.
Amen.
God is sin. Not in sin, but from sin.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I preached all this in my lifetime. I've had people that defied it that are in the graves.
Hallelujah.
I've had people that stood up against the homeless that I preached and they buried them. They had their funeral. Didn't take them long to get killed in a wreck. Didn't take them long to get shot. Didn't take them long.
Amen.
For some disease to kill them because they rose up against it. Why? Because Jesus said, I got a place prepared. And that place is holiness. God is
Amen.
The Spirit of holiness. And
Amen.
John was caught up in the holiness on the Lord's Day.
Amen.
And tonight we're not in the flesh, but we're in holiness tonight. We're in holiness tonight.
Amen.
We're in the prepared place of God tonight.
Amen.
Why is it that we don't act holy? Why is it we don't speak holy? Why is it we don't walk holy? Why is it we don't dress holy? Why is it somebody said dressing ain't got nothing to do with it? That's a lie of Satan.
Right.
Dressing has got something to do with it. Somebody said what you say ain't got nothing to do with it. That's another lie of the devil. What you say does have something to do with it. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody said, well, I don't see where the way I fix my hair has got nothing to do with it, but it has got something
Amen.
To do with it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody said, you mean tell me about pipe that I got to fix my hair a certain way? You certainly have.
Amen.
Him and I got to dress a certain way? You certainly have.
Amen.
I got to talk a certain way? Surely have. According to holiness.
Amen.
And somebody said, what is the standards of holiness? The pleasure of God.
Amen.
The pleasure of God. Hallelujah. I do always the things that's the pleasure of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I try to please God. The Bible said that Enoch was translated because before his translation he had one testimony.
Amen.
The pleasure of God.
Amen.
To please God. Jesus' testimony was I do always the things to please God. We don't have any virtue in the church tonight. The virtue's gone tonight. That's why the Holy Spirit can't come down
Amen.
And work as the call of the virtue of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
A virtuous woman's price is far beyond that of rubies. The church ought to be a virtuous woman tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's got a place prepared for you. I'll come again and receive you where I am. There you'll be also. I'll come and receive you. He came down one day. He got my spirit.
Amen.
He took my spirit with him. He hid that spirit in Christ. He hid that spirit in the heavens. He hid that spirit away from the world. And I've been watching God ever since. And God's been watching me. And we've been walking along together as fellows ever since. God's been on my side and I've been on his side. God's been telling me what to say. I've been trying to say it.
Amen.
God, the spirit of holiness. The spirit of holiness. John caught up into the spirit of God. Caught up in the spirit of God. Tonight, I am not in the flesh, but in the spirit of holiness. I'm not in the flesh tonight, but in the spirit of holiness.
Amen.
I'm in the spirit of holiness. God is the spirit of holiness. Paul said, God, the spirit of holiness, whom I serve with my spirit. I serve with my spirit. And the Bible said, when the prophets came upon John, and John stood up and he gave his testimony, and the Holy Ghost began to speak, and the Holy Ghost said that God had ordained that his people should serve him in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life.
Amen.
That God had ordained. The Holy Ghost of God had ordained, as he spoke to the mouth of Zechariah, God's ordained that his people serve him in holiness and in righteousness all the days of their lives.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'm ashamed of holiness. That's impossible. That's impossible. Somebody said, I'm ashamed of holiness. That's impossible to be ashamed of holiness.
That's right.
Amen. You ain't never even seen holiness. How could you be ashamed of it? Well, somebody said, but I've seen holiness, but you haven't seen holiness. Somebody said, you mean I've never been to a holiness church? That ain't holiness.
That
ain't holiness. They call the Pope his holiness. My brother, his holiness. You can't even get in the presence of him except through the blood. You can't even get in the presence of him. You say, well, living right, ain't that holiness? That's the result of holiness. When you live clean, ain't that holiness? That's what holiness does to you. What is holiness? God is the spirit of holiness. God is the great light under which no man can approach and no man has seen, nor can any man see him, because he is the spirit of holiness. And Jesus Christ alone is growing in the light of holiness. My brother tonight, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, dwelling in the presence of the great light, dwelling in the presence of holiness, and tonight we're feeding from the attributes of that Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I go to prepare a place for you. Don't let your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Folks that go around with a troubled heart, something's wrong with them.
Amen.
That's unbelief. It's lack of faith. Somebody said, I'm troubled. Well, you're in a backslidden condition. Somebody said, I'm troubled. Well, you need to get right with God. Somebody said, oh, Brother Pike, I'm troubled. And somebody said, but Brother Pike, Jesus was troubled. But Jesus was troubled, so you didn't have to be troubled. Somebody said, but Jesus had infirmities, but he bore your infirmities that you might not bear the infirmities. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
We love the Lord. God is looking down tonight in righteousness and holiness. People can make fun of the long dresses all they want to. But when God goes to collect his bride, he's going to look for people to cover up the necklace. In the garden, he covered up the
necklace.
On the Isle of Patmos, the Bible said his garment was down to his feet.
Amen.
And he's our example.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. Somebody said, what do you think about the hair? The Bible said, don't let it be the plaiting of the hair.
Amen.
Don't let it be the plaiting of the hair. Amen. Let it be the inward adorning of the hidden man of the heart.
Amen.
In that which is a meek and an incorruptible spirit. Is that right? God said not the plaiting of the hair, not the putting on of apparel, wearing of apparel, not the adorning, but dress in modest apparel. If God didn't care nothing about the apparel, why did he say something about it? Dress in modest apparel. We're supposed to dress according to holiness. Dress as the women of old. We're supposed to look like them. Men are not supposed to run around with a bunch of clouds that only look like they picked them out of a flower garden.
Amen.
They're supposed to be sober. The Bible said, let the men be sober, let the women be grave. They're not supposed to run around and laugh and giggle, show their knees, and try to see how sexy they can be. That's right.
Amen.
They're supposed to be clean, supposed to be holy, supposed to be pure, supposed to be righteous. They're not supposed to have devils trailing them all the day long. Every time a man looks toward one of them, they're just full of devils.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
By the way, somebody said, well, if a man was sanctified, he wouldn't do that. Don't you know that's a lie? Don't you know that's a lie? The Bible said that woman is made for man. God made woman for man.
Amen.
And he made her cover up a body.
Amen.
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 That's the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Any ties between a man and a woman is the wife and the husband. Amen. Other than that, she's supposed to be decent.
Amen.
Supposed to dress modest. Supposed to be clean. Supposed to be holy. The medical profession of this world has turned our women into a rotten cesspool of iniquity. That's right. They strip them down like common prostitutes. That's why women don't have any morals and any decency today. I've said this a number of times. What difference does it make whether it's one man or 5 million? That's the way they look at it. The medical profession has turned them into a rotten hole of iniquity.
Amen.
A cesspool of iniquity.
Amen.
And the educational system has stood by and helped them do it.
That's right. The education system has sit by and helped them do it. Mad after money, mad after the worldly attire. They don't care about anything like a bunch of beasts that get together. They don't care whether they're married or not married. They married one time and two times and ten times. Like out in Hollywood, they don't care how many times they get married.
Amen.
As long as they'll give them a divorce and they get a chunk of somebody's money and go to another. They have, I think some of them, when they get married, they have mutual agreements that they'll live together a little while and share their money, and then they'll go find them another companion. Philip.
Amen.
Philip.
Amen.
But God has called us to glory and virtue.
Amen.
God has called us unto holiness.
Amen.
God has called us unto cleanliness. Because it means getting away from the hospitals and the doctors to get into cleanliness and get in there. Somebody said, but what if we die? It's better you be dead and be clean than to be alive and be filthy.
Amen.
That's right. If it takes dying to stay clean, then I say, let's die.
Amen.
That's the way it ought to be. Somebody said, you want to condone ignorance. If it takes being ignorant to be clean, let's be ignorant. If I've got to be all messed up and all filthy from the world to have an education, then I don't want an education.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, you think we ought to stay in poverty. If I've got to get out there and get in the mud holes and the filthy hog pens of the world to get money, I'd rather be a pauper.
Amen.
Amen. That's the way I feel about it.
Hallelujah.
That's the way I feel about it. I'd go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. And I can tell tonight some of you didn't find the place. I can tell that he didn't return and get some of you. Somebody said, now you should wait till a rapture takes place. My brother, you're running way behind.
Amen.
You're running way behind. Something's happening and you've not seen it.
Amen.
He said, I go away, I'll come again. Somebody said, well, I'm looking for his coming, but you're running way behind. I'll come again. I'll prepare a place and come again. And then when I come again, I'll receive you unto my own, that where I am there, you may be also. I believe he went away, don't you?
Amen.
I believe he came back, don't
Amen.
You?
Amen.
I believe tonight we see him, but the world don't see him since he come back, don't
Amen.
You? Do you believe it?
Amen.
I believe tonight we see him, but the world don't see him since he come back.
Amen.
I believe he kept his word because he said, when I come back, I'll receive you unto my own.
Amen.
I believe he received us unto his own. And he said, wherever I'm at, that's where you're going to be. Is that right?
Amen.
In the place prepared. Where is it? The Bible says he is with Christ in God, whom the heavens have received, whom the Spirit has received, whom holiness has received.
Amen.
That's the place prepared tonight.
Amen.
Get away from the world. God hid Elijah.
Amen.
Ahab couldn't find him. Jezebel couldn't find him.
Amen.
I'm glad the world can't find me tonight.
Amen.
The world can't find me tonight. Somebody said, Brother Pike, you're out of your mind. I know it. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, you've gone off the deep end. The Bible said, lunge out into the deep. That's where I'm at.
Amen.
Like Brother Brown said one time, somebody said, you're a fanatic, and a fanatic is somebody that believes that everybody ought to believe what he believes. I'm a fanatic.
Amen.
I believe you ought to believe what I believe tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, what are you trying to say? I'm of the opinion tonight of here, Brother John.
Amen.
They can't find me tonight.
Amen.
They can't find me tonight. Somebody said, but I'm looking at you. No, you're looking at a dead carcass. No, you can't find me tonight. I've been crucified with Christ. I've been buried with Christ in baptism. It's not I that live, but Christ that lives. The life I now live, I live with the Son of God, Paul said.
Amen.
Amen. You said, where are you at? I'm here with Christ and God, and you can't find me.
Amen.
I'm here with Christ and God, and you can't find me tonight. Hallelujah, you can't find me. The world tries its best to find me. When I have dealings with the bankers, they try their best to find me. But when I leave, they're just as confused as when I come. They can't figure it out. They can't find me.
Amen.
Just about the time they think they found me and got me lined up with their societies, then the biggest surprise of their life comes. They can't find me. I'm here with Christ and God.
Amen.
They're looking for me tonight. They're looking for you tonight. But they can't find you. Because God hid you like he did Elijah.
Amen.
He said, you said, where has he hidden me, Brother Pike? In a place prepared. In a place prepared.
Hallelujah.
In a place prepared. Do you believe that tonight?
Amen.
In a place prepared. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I love you tonight.
Amen.
What I'd like to say tonight. But I believe in this what we've already said tonight. I believe that we are hid with Christ and God. I believe that tonight.
Amen.
Somebody said, you can't find me. You can't find me. I can find you. I can find you because the child's known by his doings. And I tell by your doings that you're not here anywhere.
Amen.
You're in plain view tonight.
Amen.
I see you very plain tonight. But you can't find me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You love the Lord?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stand with me tonight, will you?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I believe tonight that if we as a whole would put our minds on the Spirit of God,
Forget about everything the world has to offer. My wife and I was talking to him at the road tonight. And I told Betty, I said, Betty, I'd rather have beans and bread than know that my heart was right with God than I have the treasures of this world.
Amen.
I mean it. I said, I'd rather ride in a wagon, a two-horse wagon. Betty said, well, I'd be willing not to ride at all. Not to ride at all. It takes that to be right with God. I believe that, Brother John.
Amen.
I believe what we ought to do is tear the world down. I believe that. And he said, Brother Pike, God loved the world. I'm talking about the system of it. I'm talking about the Antichrist system of it tonight. I believe things ought to be changed tonight. I believe the kingdom of God is coming to this world. And I believe we've been translated into the kingdom. And I believe we're subjects for the kingdom tonight. And I believe God's wanting us, Brother Gary, to set up his kingdom on this earth tonight. Somebody said, what do you mean, Brother Pike? How many believe we're sons of God? How many believe the world is groaning tonight, travailing, waiting for the manifestation of these sons? How many believe we are already sons? Well, all we've got to do is be manifested, is that right?
Amen.
Or how was God manifested? God was a spirit. How was he manifested? In a human body. Praise the mystery of the spirit, godliness. God was manifested in the body of the Lord Jesus. But how are we going to be manifested? If we're spiritual sons of a father of spirits, and we're living in a little body of clay tonight, how are we going to be manifested through these bodies? How? Through the mind of the Lord Jesus. By faith of the mind of translation. By faith of the mind of translation. By faith of the mind of translation. We're going to be able to correct the disorders of this earth. Somebody said, Brother Pike, I don't believe we'll be able to do it, but we will be able to do it. Your unbelief can't make the faith of God and affect the Bible says. We will set the world in order. We will set the world in order. God told Adam to set the world in order. That is the garden in order. It was his job to do it. God works with man on the inside. God straightens up man, but man straightens up the world. Man straightens up the world. God gets in his heart and sets his kingdom up. But it's through man that God straightens up the world. It's man's job to straighten up the world. It's our job to overthrow the evil governments of our age. Some of us say, oh, wait a minute, Brother Pike. They'll think we're communists out here, and they'll have a cry and put us in the fire furnace. Or throw us in the lion's den. They're liable to. They have been known to do that. They're liable to. But it's our job tonight to get rid of the filthiness of the government of today, to get rid of filthiness out of the schools of today. It's our job to get the filthiness out of the medical profession of today.
Amen.
Now, amen. Somebody said, well, God don't believe in healing. God don't believe in readiness. Where did you get that? You ever read where Hezekiah used the fig leaf? You ever read where they poured in the oil in the wine? You ever read over in the city where the Bible said there'll be trees on either side and the leaves shall be for the healing of the nation? You ever read where the sick need a physician? Have you? Have you? God believes in remedies. God's got remedies. What God's against tonight is filthiness. God's against evil systems tonight. God is not against anything that's good tonight. God has given every good gift tonight to be used, my brother and my sister. But the devil has got a hold of everything that's of benefit. Everything that can be of any benefit, the devil's already got a monopoly on. The devil's got the ocean down yonder. He's got it circled around with half-naked women and men to where you can't get out there with your little ones and enjoy it for just a few hours. Why? Because it's got a benefit. God's got every medicine tonight. The Bible said a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Good medicine tonight that's given to help the people. The devil's got a monopoly on it. He's got around it to get it. Every bit of the food, he's got around it. He's got a monopoly on it tonight. Everything that's beneficial to the saints tonight, he's got a monopoly on it. But brother, we're going to take it. Somebody said, Brother Pike, you can have the whole world, but give me Jesus. That's good, but I've already got Jesus. Now I'm going to take the whole world.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, but God don't want this world, but the Bible said he so loved it that he gave his son to redeem it. Somebody said, but God don't want this world. Is that true that God don't want this world? Is it true? Then why did the angel say the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God? God does want it. He's going to set his millennium up here. He does want it. He's going to take it too. Somebody said, well, I thought he just going to get us out of here. No, all he's going to do is just pick us up for a little while, put us on a good suit of armor,
and drop us back down here so we can dip our sword in blood and get this thing straightened out. Revelation 19 says so.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
And somebody said, well, I didn't really thank God to hurt anybody. He'll do more than that. He'll kill them.
Amen.
He'll kill them. Somebody said, now God wouldn't do that, but the Bible said God kills.
Amen.
God makes a line.
Amen.
Solomon said there's a time to kill, and the time to kill is when God gets ready to do it. That's the time to kill. Brother, don't ever fret yourself. Don't you ever think that just because God is sweet and loving and kind, full of mercy and compassion, that he don't intend to see some blood run. He's the God of judgment. Blood's going to fill the streets. It's going to run to the horse's bridle. God isn't playing. You love the Lord?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let me say this in closing tonight. A lot of people, they have the erroneous idea that the devil is trying to kill everybody. I don't know where you get that. The devil doesn't want to kill folks. You know what he wants to do? He wants to corrupt folks.
Amen.
He'd like to get you over on his side. Turn you into a night hawk and turn you into a snake in the grass and give you power to live forever so that he can enjoy the corruption through you.
That's
what he'd like to do. The devil loves to set his own government up. Did you know that? He said, well, why do people die? The judgment of God upon them. And the soul that sinned dies, Satan can't figure it out himself. He'd love to keep him alive. Brother Teddy spends billions of dollars in medical research trying to keep him alive. But he can't do it. The judgments of God is upon him because of sin. They got to die. But I'll tell you what. The Lord wants to do something tonight.
Amen.
God wants to do something in this world. God wants to do something in your heart. If you can believe tonight, if you can hear tonight, there's a ministry that's perfecting you in the mind of God.
Amen. That's right.
Somebody said, I'm waiting for God to do something. Well, you're running way behind.
That's right.
You're running way behind, my brother.
Amen.
You're running way behind, like Brother Hamley said the other night. Said, Brother Pike, I'm about a year old. Said, I don't understand this. I don't know much about it. But, Brother, we're not just a year old. You people have been in holiness for a good long while. Ought to be learning something tonight. Ought to be growing tonight.
Amen.
He said, growing in what? In the mind of God. For what?
Amen.
So that
Hallelujah.
You can speak the stars into existence.
Hallelujah.
So you can speak the stars into existence.
That's right.
So you can control the sun like Joshua did. So he can make the waters roll back like Moses did. Get a mind of God.
Amen.
Get a mind of God. He's got a fivefold ministry here to give you the mind of God. Let this mind be in you. We're under tutors until that mind is developed. But brother, when that mind is developed, the Son takes over his authority. The Son takes over his inheritance.
Amen.
The Son is adopted into the God family.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
It's the truth.
Amen.
It's the truth. God has got your spirit in a state of maturity. As soon as that spirit finishes maturing at the voice and listening to the fivefold ministry, when it completely matures, you know what's going to happen? Then the outer body is going to be adopted into the God family. We're waiting for the redemption, the adoption of the body. Is that right?
Amen.
Just as soon as the maturity of the mind gets through in the work of the spirit, God just reaches out and gets the body and adopts it here in this sin. You take over your inheritance. We're close to it. A lot closer than you think. It sounds like a fairy tale because it's been said so many times. But believe the truth. And it is the truth. It's a lot closer than you think. A lot closer. You love the Lord? Let's sing this little verse before we turn it back to Brother John.
Hallelujah.
Sing how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I can see.